Napoleon Hill spoke at a dental convention in 1952, at a time when he was in partial retirement. Hill was 69 years old, and he seized upon the opportunity to lecture in Chicago. In 1908, Hill had spent time interviewing the steel magnate Andrew Carnegie, who encouraged him to pursue his lifelong journey in developing the philosophy of success. At the dental convention, Hill was introduced by insurance tycoon W. Clement Stone. Stone was given a copy of Hill's bestseller, Think and Grow Rich, and Stone was so impressed, he gave away thousands of copies. Every person who came to work for Stone's insurance company received a copy. Stone sat with Hill at the convention and challenged him to come out of semi-retirement to teach the philosophy of success. Hill agreed to Stone's request, provided that Stone would be Hill's general manager. A union of the two great men was planned for 5 years and lasted 10 years. During this period, Hill often used Stone as one of the finest examples of application of the philosophy of success. Together, Hill and Stone gave lectures in many cities. Stone became immensely influential in Hill's personal life, ensuring that Hill retired as a millionaire. Hill and Stone jointly wrote Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude in 1960, and it became an immediate bestseller. Over 50 years later, the book still sells well in the United States and all over the world. Maker of Miracle Men is the result of Hill's work with Stone.